This podcast is brought to you by Akwasi Mining Solutions, bringing relevant mining, engineering and strategic consulting services to a dynamic industry. Tuesday, June 9, 2009. From Creamer Media in Johannesburg, I'm Shannon O'Donnell. Making headlines today. New research analysis by Frost and Sullivan suggests that South Africa's gold output would continue to fall until at least 2014. Gold output has been in chronic decline for decades and last year slumped to its lowest level since 1922. South Africa recorded output of only 220 tonnes in 2008. During the year, mining was suspended for the first time since the Anglo-Boer War, owing to power disruptions. In the 1970s, South Africa produced at levels of around 1,000 tonnes a year and was by far the world's leading producer. Frost and Sullivan indicated that production would continue to decline sharply in 2 to 3 years and then start recovering to levels around 241 tonnes of gold in 2014. Metals and mining analyst Wanda Nyanjoa said that the depth of South Africa's ore bodies, together with rising operating costs and its influential unions, would present key challenges despite the stronger gold price environment. South Africa's National Union of Mine Workers said that it was demanding a 20% wage increase from world number 2 platinum miner Impala Platinum. The above inflation wage demand from platinum workers is more than the 15% wage increase that workers in the gold and coal mining sectors are demanding from employers. NUM spokesperson Lesiba Seshoka said that the union was demanding a 20% increase in order to bring entry-level wages to 5,000 rand a month, as workers had to deal with higher food and transport costs. Also making headlines, diversified miner BHP Billiton announces that it won't proceed with the Haju coal mine project in Indonesia. Liquidators open bids for Pomodzi Gold's East Rand assets. The Japan Iron and Steel Federation opposes the Rio Tinto BHP Billiton venture. And the South African mining sector wants a longer-term power pricing plan. That's a roundup of news making headlines today. For more on these and other stories, please visit miningweekly.com.